to Wales and hockey tales with Wally. For the fans to the players living their hockey dream. To Wales and hockey tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sendryuski, and everywhere in between.
Welcome to another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. And today I am so excited to have on a... How old are you?
12.
A 12-year-old 12. From Manchester, England. He returns to the Shed, a legend, and the director of Shed Marketing, and has made it rain all over the world, and even throw chocolate at myself in Cardiff, Wales. Welcome back to the Shed, Jake Edwards. How are you, buddy?
Yeah, I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you probably didn't know this was happening when you woke up today, eh?
No.
No, me neither. I don't even have any notes. You're the first guest ever where I don't even have a notepad with me. I feel nervous.
It's a pleasure.
Huh?
Yes, pleasure to be the first guest where you don't have any notes.
Yeah, I figured we'd just play today, right? Sometimes you just got to play in hockey, right? So you were in Guildford last night. You didn't get home till 1 in the morning today, and then you had to go to school all day?
Yeah, I've been barely making it through lessons. Really tired from last night.
Yeah, so I guess it was a disappointing end to the season for them, eh?
Yeah, it's not how we thought it would go, but we put up a good fight, so.
Yeah.
And we tried our best, so I don't know what more we could want.
Well, that's all you can do in hockey is do your best, forget the rest, right?
Yeah.
And they did have a good year.
Yeah.
I mean, they finished fourth in the league and tough playoff series, but they had the number one goalie in the league, I saw, right?
Yeah, Evan's been a brick wall for us this year.
Yeah, it looks like it. His numbers are wild for the season. He had a great year. Hopefully they can keep guys like that back, eh? Hopefully everybody likes their chocolate and wants to come back, eh?
Yeah, hopefully.
And Genner did a great job coaching. I saw he was up for coach of the year, and that's well-deserved, isn't it?
Yeah, very. Genner's a great coach.
Mm-hmm. Yep, with the little barn, the old, like, it's like the big blue tent. And, you know, they can't fit in as many people as Sheffield and Cardiff. And they had a very competitive year this year. And I was, this season a sponsor of the team. And my bill is not fully paid yet. So I'm having a raffle at aleshockeytales.com for a Walton 18 Two Ales and Hockey Tales jersey. And hopefully we can sell enough tickets that Mr. Finnerty will actually get paid, right?
Yeah, it's a great jersey. He was a great player on it. I don't know why you wouldn't want it.
Right? Folks, get involved. Help the Shed. Fun is fun. And thanks, Manchester, this season for having my back and sharing. Sharing is caring. And it was strange because I am a Devil that another team had my back and was supporting me. And I did end up sponsoring this year. And I couldn't be prouder of the player I sponsored this year. He made Team Great Britain. He was the leader for the Storm all year. And I thought, man, I really know. I have good taste in men, don't I?
Yeah, he's a great captain, been putting up good numbers, leading by example.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I've actually never even seen him play hockey. I just can tell from photos that he's a gamer, right?
Yeah, he's a great player.
So it did get pretty chocolatey in Manchester this year, didn't it?
Yeah, very. We couldn't stop winning, and there was a lot of chocolate being thrown.
It makes my heart want to pop almost every time. And Jake, you are the director of Shed Marketing. You started that with me, eh?
Yeah, it was very fun to start it and see what it's become, all the chocolate thrown.
Yeah. And shout out to Ben in Manchester that sent me this hat, right? Pretty neat that I have a Manchester Storm hat and I never even played for you guys, right?
It's very cool.
And I also ha got another new hat, Jake. Have you seen one of these before?
No, but it looks pretty good. You must be a good coach to be winning all these things.
Well, it was my players and my other coaches that did it. You should have seen these guys, man. They gave her, and like there was never a quit. We got down in nearly every game in the third period, and they always found a way for me. They always found a way, and it was so cool, man. I thought I was filming Mighty Ducks 4.
Must be pretty cool to see all the people like winning for you.
It's incredible to see kids give it the extra effort and to try harder than the other team and like break them. And like, I don't like seeing kids cry, but I do like ending people's seasons, you know?
Yeah.
We made a lot of kids cry this year. Seriously, we did.
That must be pretty fun.
Well, it is. You feel bad because, like, you can tell how bad those other boys wanted it, but it's like, well, my team just wanted a little bit more. Sorry, but
Yeah.
but yeah, we got red hats for winning all Ontario, and the fellas went, I think it was 16-0 in the playoffs. We won overtime games. We had a game we were down 3-0 with 6 minutes left, and shed boost, I had them on right before the playoffs, and we never lost another game. And I kind of feel
Wow, they
bad.
must be
Manchester,
working.
if they want to blame anybody for losing, blame me, because I didn't shed boost enough Storm players the second half of the year. I got preoccupied with my own team, and I'm sorry. I should have shed boosted some more players for the playoffs, right?
Don't think it was anyone's fault. I think it just went the way it didn't. Like, what's happened has happened, onwards and upwards.
You're a good fan, Jake, because not everybody's like you. Some of them can be meanie weenies after a team loses, you know?
Yeah, I bet they can.
And what people should realize is that they're all professional hockey players and they're doing it for the love, and they go overseas to try and win for you and your town. And everybody gave it their all because nobody wants to lose, right?
Yeah, no one wants to lose. It's like the opposite of winning.
Yeah. So what was your go-to chocolate bar this year? What were you throwing out the most of? Like what how big was the budget this year for chocolate in the Edwards house?
It's pretty big. Like we get, well, they have the packs of like four bars. We normally get like two of them, and then like Moose's Munchies and Evan's Arrows.
Yeah. So the Moose, he was a captain this year, eh? That's pretty neat, eh? Shed guys, no shed
Yeah, it's
guys,
pretty
right?
good. Yeah.
Well, hopefully he comes back, eh?
Yeah, hopefully, but I just. Well, I want him to come back, but I want him to do like what's best for him and his career and what he wants to do.
You're a really nice guy, Jake. You should keep it up. You just want what's best for
Thanks. I
people.
try to be. Yeah.
So school's going good? Hockey's not getting in the way of
It's going
school?
fine. No, if anything, is school getting in the way of hockey?
I hear you. That happens.
Yeah.
So are you still playing?
Yeah, I'm still playing. I'm trying to get into the academy, working on my game.
Yeah. So it's going well.
Yeah, I think it's going pretty well. I feel like I'm improving.
Yeah. So now it's the off season for the Storm, eh? So I guess now you got to sit back and wait till they start telling you who's going to be on the team next year so you can get all excited, right?
Yeah, I just gotta start waiting till we get some signing news, which we've already got a bit of. And then
Yeah.
wait to get some new players in the shed, see what the chocolate is.
You know what I always, it's a dream of mine, right? That like instead of me paying a team to sponsor them, They would be like, "We want you on our team. We want you to support our team, and you don't even have to pay anything this year. You're just to sponsor the team, and then I'll shed boost the heck out of everybody, right?" Do you imagine if
Yeah,
a
I
team
don't see
did
why
that
they.
for me?
Yeah, they should. I don't see why they wouldn't want Two
Some
Elves and Hockey
support,
Tales
right?
as a sponsor. Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have to have all these raffles at aleshockeytales.com, folks, to pay my bills because people would just let me be their sponsor for free because I'm such a nice guy, right?
Yeah, you should definitely get involved in them raffles because you're helping the Storm, you're helping this Two Elves and Hockey Tales, and you've got a chance of winning a sick jersey.
I totally agree. And if a team would let me be a sponsor for free next season and they just wanted my support, then I could have raffles to like raise money for people again, like the Batemans in Sheffield that we did before, right? It's like then I wouldn't have so many bills to pay and I could start helping people again, right?
Yeah, it'd be pretty fun if a team wanted you for free.
I agree. So, folks, the Shed is a free agent in the hockey world. If you would like me to be on your team next season, please throw my logo on a jersey, right?
Yeah, it's a great logo and it'll make your jerseys look even better.
You may as well dream big, right? And when I started this, I just was doing it for fun and to talk to my friends, and that's exactly what I still do it for. And it's like, man, imagine if people wanted me on their team because of how much fun I'm having in my shed with my friends, right?
It must be pretty cool to see how this has spiraled from just like chatting with your friends to like worldwide.
Well, Jake, it's like you, man. So for me, I'm just sitting in my shed. You were on like the Jumbotron, and it said right on there, it had my logo, the Storm logo, you, and it said Director of Shed Marketing, right?
Yeah, that was on my birthday. I got a mascot where you get to go on for warm up and get a picture with the players.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it was very fun.
And that they actually thought of me too over here and put Director of Shed Marketing, right?
It was very nice to see on the big screen.
So you had a good birthday then.
Yeah, it was a great birthday.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. And then like for me, it's like I just got a bunch of posters printed for the shed and I just realized, why didn't I print that one? I should put that up in the shed, right? That's cool. I need a bigger shed.
It's pretty cool.
I've ran out of room on the walls for posters and people keep doing fun things.
If a team wants you for free, you can raise money to endeavor in a new shed.
Just a bit of an addition off the back, maybe, eh? I should have started printing smaller posters so I'd have room for more stuff, right? Because it seems like hockey's
Small
going to keep
posters
happening
might be
each
an
year.
idea. Yeah.
I was like, in hockey, you gotta like when the game's not going your way, sometimes you have to change it, and I'm 0 for 3 in minor hockey coaching applications, and I've gone to all Ontarios both years I've coached the boys, and this season we won it all, and I have my name in to coach again, and I haven't started many seasons 0 for 4, and I don't plan on it this year, right?
Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't want you as a coach when you're such a good coach, winning everything.
Well, I don't know if I'm a good coach. I had really good players, but I had so much fun coaching kids, man. Did you see some of the stuff? They even shaved my head this year.
Yeah, so it must be pretty fun.
We had a time. Yeah, it was about as fun as a hockey season can be. I don't know how it could be any better when you only lose one regular season game all year, right?
Yeah. Who's in one regular season game must be pretty cool.
So, who do you think's going to win now?
So I think Sheffield might, because they're having a good year. They've got a good team, but I
Thought you.
think there's some other good teams. I'm supporting Cardiff at playoff weekend.
Yeah, you are, right?
Yeah.
Because your boy Mosey's on that team, right?
Yeah, we're cheering on Mosey and Cardiff at playoff weekend.
So don't forget your Kit Kats, right?
Yeah, I'll be bringing Kit Kats.
Perfect. Because
Mosey's name wrote on them.
we've been trying to get that going in Cardiff this year, and there's only been a few people buying in, and it takes everybody to win, right?
Yeah, it takes everyone to win.
And small world is you did come all the way to Cardiff to watch my fat ass play hockey, eh? And you threw chocolate on the ice for my gals when I coached under 9 girls last year, right?
Yeah, you played pretty well then, considering you hadn't played for a while.
Yeah, I didn't enjoy playing hockey much anymore now that I'm fat and don't exercise, but coaching the kids this year, I actually did get into liking playing hockey again and mucking it up with them, threw a bunch of kids into the boards this year.
That must be pretty fun when they can't fight back and you can just throw them into the boards.
Oh, they were fighting back. We even had a good scrap in the pool at the last tournament. I did my belly flop and it turned into a full fight in the pool with all my boys trying to drown me.
You must be pretty, you must sound like you're having a pretty good time over there.
I sure am. I'm having a great time. And I get to do this on my lunch hours and it makes me happier. And then I have more energy to do stuff the rest of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good setup so far. But anywho, so who are you really hoping for on the Manchester Storm next season?
I want Moose to come back. I want Evan to come back. I want Critch to come back and be captain again.
Yeah, they
I
need Critch to
want
come back and be the
Critch.
captain again, don't they? They need him there.
Yeah. Yeah, I want the whole team to come back because we've had such a good year this year.
Well, hopefully their sponsors actually pay their bills, right?
Yeah,
How
hopefully.
are you gonna keep these guys when the sponsors don't even pay their bills and the season's over, right? What a
Yeah.
mess.
At least
AlesHockeyTales.com,
we're having
folks. We're
fun.
having a raffle, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, Fenner. I'm on it, right?
Yeah, I reckon we can get it played pretty soon.
Do they do end of season awards night in Manchester?
Yeah, they do, but I couldn't go because it was only over 18s.
Only adults were allowed to go?
Yeah, because it was like quite posh in the Man United place.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's too bad you didn't get to go there. So I'm guessing like Evan or Critch won MVP, right?
Yeah, I think Evan won MVP.
Yeah, goalies are important, right? Shout out to Knox, my goalie this season. It takes goaltending to win, and I had a hell of a goalie this year, right?
Yeah, we both had a great goalie this year and it led to some success.
Yeah, so you had a late night and then a full day of school, eh? So it's nearly bedtime over there, eh?
It's about tea time over here ish.
Tea time. Do you drink tea?
Yeah. Like, not tea, like evening meal time ish.
Is that what you guys call it? Tea
Yeah,
time.
a lot of people call it tea.
Really?
Yeah, like tea or dinner.
So when a hockey season goes on, I noticed with the boys I was coaching this year is as the season goes, there's more and more rituals during games. And like then when you win, they do the same thing again. Did you have any rituals?
The only really rituals I have is when I put my skates on. I like to do left skate, then right skate.
Yeah, so that's when you're playing. What about when you're a fan?
Yeah. I always like to go to the glass for warm up in the same place.
Yeah, right down at the glass, bang on it.
Yeah, it's like underneath the away section where the stairs are, like under the.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I always had the same rituals this year too. I would drop my son off like I was just a dad. And then he'd go into the rink, and then I would just go sit in my truck for like till there was like 35 minutes before the game because I didn't want to like interact with the kids too much. And I can't do all the small talk when I'm all wound up and competitive and there's a game about to happen. So I would wait till it's almost time for the meeting, and my other coaches would have everybody ready. And then we'd come in and do the meeting. Then they'd do all that. And then it became a thing, right? And then I even had dads that like gave me the same present before every game, and we'd do the same fist bump in the parking lot with whoever they were standing with, and then I'd go into the game, and it got really hockey in Kincardine this year.
Yeah, it must have been working as well if you only went one game beaten.
Yeah, no, these boys were incredible, man. And like, what's neat is what you can. It's like those guys on Manchester this year. The season ends, they'll have their couple nights of capping off the year. And then everybody just gets on planes and in cars and goes home, and then like you can never see each other again, and that's sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it must be pretty sad when like you've had so much fun together and then you just
Then it's just
like
over.
all go your separate ways. Yeah.
That's what I had liked about this year and winning a championship in like what I call my hometown now and where we've lived now for well, 8 full years or 9. And to win it all, I could go over to my neighbor's and he was my assistant. He was one of the coaches and his son's there. And like we have that forever now and they live right there, you know?
Yeah, it must be pretty cool to have so many memories with people so close.
Yeah, and like winning is like the funnest thing in the world. And to see kids do it and like to see how hard they tried and like they knew what it took. I saw it when they won the first tournament this year and like what they had to do to win that championship game. Like they know what it's about. And I can't wait to see my puppies fly, you know?
Yeah, winning's fun and chocolatey and losing's not.
Yeah, it's like the opposite. Winning's the opposite of losing, right? And,
Yeah.
but Manchester did have a great year and it didn't go their way, but I was a proud sponsor this season when I saw how much hockey was going on in Manchester from over here, right?
Yeah, it got very hockey in Manchester.
Yeah, and hockey is fun, right?
Yeah, very.
So what else fun has happened? We talked about I wanted to have you on to say thank you again because it takes everyone to win and like the way you got the chocolate going in Manchester, I mean, isn't it something that like I always say, hockey traditions like are really cool, and like we started one in like a professional hockey league, right?
Yeah, it's really cool to see how it's gone from like the first game and there's like more and more chocolate every time.
Man, there's a bit of a buzz around hockey in Manchester, right? Like you guys are selling out games.
Yeah, we've had a lot of sellouts this year.
Yeah, it gets pretty loud in that storm shelter, doesn't it?
It gets so loud you can't hear the person talk to you sat next to you sometimes.
That's when hockey's fun, though, right?
Yeah, the louder the better.
Well, and I also appreciated too that like I'd get a picture of you and your Two Ales and Hockey Tails jerseys at different arenas around the league, right?
Yeah, I've been to every away arena this year. Some of them wore the
Everyone?
Two Ales and Hockey Tails jersey. Yeah, everyone.
Does anybody ever say, "Hey, shed guy," when you're wearing your jersey?
Yeah, when I went to Nottingham for the last year, I met Dylan Bath.
Oh yeah, shed guy. Yeah,
Yeah, I
I'm
met
building an
him.
army of good people in hockey. Isn't that something?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I still giggle to myself all the time when this fun stuff happens. When I see a picture of you at the Fife Arena, which is a sweet barn, isn't it? But you're in a Two Ales and Hockey Tails jersey and
Yeah.
like on the other side of the world.
It's pretty cool.
It is pretty cool. And fun is fun. And I haven't even have any notes yet, eh? And we're doing fine so far, aren't we?
Yeah, so far we're doing just fine.
I just don't know what to do with my hands right now, you know?
Yeah.
I'm used to holding a notebook for like safety, you
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, so have you figured out if you're a forward or a defenseman yet?
I think I want to be the same as Musa forward, but like not a flashy like goal scorer.
Just muck it up, guy. Take it harder to the net.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had this kid this year. His last name is Savage. And this guy actually is a savage and he plays like a savage. And man, to see a kid just out compete the other team and like will the puck into the net, it's like it's not always about who has the most talented and who has like the best release of a shot, right? It's actually who tries harder when you play hockey, right?
Yeah, if you try hard, then you'll win hard.
Yeah. So do you like have a pre-game meal when you're going to your hockey? Do you always eat the same thing before, or you switch it up?
I most of the time eat the same thing because it's like early in the morning. I get up, get dressed in my hockey kit, and then just grab something quick to eat in the car.
Right. So you're pretty busy, eh?
Yeah.
So you have like a coach that's the same every week, or is it different people?
Well, we have like quite a few coaches, and some come every week, some don't, because they have like different drills, and you split them all into groups, and like you move around throughout the whole time.
So you're just doing like skill stuff. You're not playing actual games yet.
Sometimes they do scrimmages, but most of the time it's just skills.
And are what number is Moose? 20?
It's 20.
And that's what you are?
Well, I've not got a set jersey number because I'm not on the team, but I think I want to be either number 62 or number 20.
62. Where'd you get that from?
Because my uncle's number 24 and Moose is number 20 and you're number 18. So if you add them all together, it gets 62.
I like that. And I get to be involved? 62, man. Let's do it. Honestly, like when I did my hockey career and I came back after my career, I felt like a failure and I hadn't done what I had set out to do as for my career. But then when you get in your shed like 9 years later and you find out kids wear a number because of you in towns in different places, there's a guy in Kalamazoo that wore number 10, and there's Rah-Rah in Cardiff that wore number 18 because of me. And then when you find out that about that, you're like, oh, maybe I didn't suck that bad, right?
Yeah, you're a pretty good player because you were good at a testimonial and you hadn't played for ages.
Well, conditioning was a factor. You know what's cool about coaching is nobody can body shame me out of the game anymore because my body actually doesn't matter to coach, right?
It must be pretty fun. You can eat as much chocolate as you want and not have to worry.
You could eat kebabs for pre-game meal because you don't have to go out and sweat and do stuff. You know, you just tell people what to do. It's way easier.
Yeah, just sit back and tell people what to do.
But I think it's a neat story that like I'm so into coaching now and having so much fun is I remember when I hurt my knee in Cardiff. Andrew Lord in between periods. I didn't really have any purpose or anything going on in life other than going and supporting my guys and watching the games. And he said to me, he goes, "What made you good?" And I'm like, "What?" He's like, "What made you good at hockey?" And I was like, I answered what I said, "My brain." And he said, "That's a great answer, but no, power play." And that's when he asked me to be the power play coach that year. And I thought, you want me to be the power play coach of a pro hockey team when I got injured and I was their teammate this year? And then, like, I wasn't like a strong enough leader and had enough confidence in myself to be telling my teammates what they should be doing and transitioning into that role. But like now I've become like a bigger, tougher guy. You know, I've grown up a bit. Now I don't care about telling people what to do. But that is, I think it was neat that that Lordo wanted my help coaching stuff, you know, because coaches like things done a certain way. And when he's asking me to help, that meant a lot to me, right?
Yeah, I bet it did.
And what's cool for me as a coach is like I would tell them something to do on the power play in Cardiff. Like I'd say, the winger in front of the net for some reason is not staying. He's going out to the point. And I'm like, if you go D to D right away before he gets out there, you're gonna be able to walk right down the middle. And then when I saw the Cardiff Devils do it the next period and the guy actually skated right down the middle and took a shot, I'm like, oh my gosh, they got that idea from me. And then when you see kids do it and you like come up with a face-off play, and then they do it and they get a breakaway and score. And like you and the coach just look at each other like, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
Yeah, but it must be cool to come up with successful ideas.
Well, it was these boys, man. They were into hockey. They became hockey guys this year. And it was really neat to see, you know?
Yeah, they must be a pretty good team with a pretty good coach.
Well, it was sure fun. So what else do we got to talk about? I don't have any notes. You got any questions for me?
Yeah, I did. I do. What was more fun, when you play hockey or when you coach hockey?
Actually, somebody asked me what was more special, was the championships as a player or a coach? And well, it would have to be this championship as a coach, 'cause I don't want to get all choked up talking to you. But when you see a bunch of kids get it and become like hockey guys, and then like just be so determined and work so hard for each other and see them become like brothers for life, and to know you had a part of that And it's like these guys are going to be friends for the rest of their life. And I get to help them. And it's like when AAA coaches call me or junior coaches call me, I can tell you exactly what they were like because I know them. I know them as people and I know how great of teammates they are. And I will have their back for life because in my hockey career, there were sometimes coaches that would hold me back. And then when you do stick with them, then when it's time for them to have your back, they don't. And you're like, well, this isn't how it works. It's like you wanted me to stay, and then I stay, and now you don't have my back. It's like, I don't think the game's supposed to work like that, you know?
Yeah, it must be pretty tough when they don't have your back.
So, and that's why I will always have these guys back. And it was pretty neat to see, man, because I think that I mean, it took everybody to win and everybody can play, but I do think there'll be some kids off this team that can go places, and I'm gonna help them. You know?
Yeah.
One thing that was neat for me was like, you know, when you get pretty frustrated when you love coaching and you don't get coaching jobs, and then when you do get a chance and all the boys show you what's up for you, it's pretty neat. But then like a dad asked me if I would like work with his son after the season, and it meant the world to me that like people are asking me to be a personal coach for kids and that like they believe in me as a coach. And I thought, I like that idea and I will help him, right?
Yeah, you must be a pretty good coach if people are asking you to do one-on-one sessions.
Well, I don't know if I'm good at it, but like it takes every to win. It's like last summer I got to skate with Ryan O'Reilly. I don't know if you know who that is, do you?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Yeah, like a Hall of Famer, and he's a Hall of Fame person on and off the ice. And I knew that skating by yourself in the summer sucks because I had to do it when I moved here and I didn't know anybody. And that is how I got to know him, was going and skating by myself, and he just happened to be coming on the ice after. And that was back when I played for Cardiff. And then I saw him and Drew Doughty skating by themselves with nobody moving pucks for them. And they only had so many drills they could do, the two of them. So I just reached out and said, hey, if you need someone, I'm here because I like learning how to coach and I like learning new drills. And I'd never seen drills Ryan O'Reilly does in my life. And then when I got to go out with him last summer and take kids I was going to get to coach this year. And then he showed me all these new drills and all these cool skill drills and scoring drills. And I thought, I get to use all these drills this year too, right?
Yeah, it must be pretty cool to skate with someone that's like so famous.
Right? And he lets your kid come on the ice and he does drills with them and he's nice. And then he lets you bring other kids and I push the envelope. And then they all get to have their selfies with them and get autographs and he signs everything, you know? That's hockey.
Yeah, it's hockey. It's hockey's fun.
Yeah. And the last day, I didn't even ask for it. He just took the tape off his stick, signed it, and walked over and just gave it to me. Helping people is
Wow.
fun, right?
Yeah, helping people is fun.
So yeah, now that sticks up in my son's room. And like to think of how this season went, was one of those kids I took out with Ryan O'Reilly. I switched from defense to center this year. And he's like Eric Lindros, if you know who that is. This guy's big, strong. He's my horse on forward. And I took him and did forward drills with him, and O'Reilly was out there. And then that guy ends up scoring the game-winning goal in the OMHA championships to win all Ontario, you know? It's funny how things could turn out.
Yeah, he must have been destined to be a forward.
Oh, he's going to be a player. Sam Humphrey, folks. And then Jacob Jidman, episode 363, Shed Boost, my horses. They're both going places in hockey, you know?
Yeah, they must be if they're winning everything at this age.
And they win all Ontarios in lacrosse too, and they're bigger and stronger than everybody, you know? It's nice having those guys
Yeah.
on your team.
Yeah, it must be nice having people that can play anywhere on your team.
So do you have a favorite memory from this season?
I have a lot of good memories, like in Belfast when Evan caught the puck behind his hand, or when we played Belfast at home on my birthday and we came from 2-0 behind in the third period to win.
I have some great memories from this season, and I wasn't even there. One of them is Krejci putting it into the empty net in Sheffield to win there for the first time in 5 years. And then you can see the Two Ales and Hockey Tales logo like right on his back as he's putting it in the empty net. And the cheerleaders look so sad and they don't know if they're supposed to cheer or dance. I think it's hilarious, right?
Yeah, it's pretty funny, that picture. I like it.
Yeah, me too. And the other one that I really enjoyed was Krejci punching the guy in the face, and you see the aggression and the look on his eye, like, I'm gonna pop you. And then Evan is standing behind him in the net, like, I don't know if I'm supposed to watch or not.
Yeah, I know what picture you mean. That's quite funny.
It's about as hockey as a picture gets, right?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
And then he went to the crowd with like the number one up and is pointing to the crowd. And he was the guy I sponsored, right? That's so hockey. I have good
Yeah, he's
taste
a
in men,
great
don't I?
player. Yeah, you must do if you're sponsoring Critch.
Right? And thanks to Finner for letting me do that. And I am going to pay my bill because there is a raffle at aleshockeytales.com, folks. And the way they've supported me, and then they put you up on the big screen with my logo, and they've had my logo all over things this season. And it takes everybody to win, and I really appreciate when a team has my back that I didn't even play for, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool that you didn't even play for us, but you've started such a big thing here in Manchester.
You started it up. I just talk to people. It takes people going out and doing the fun to have the fun, right?
Yeah, it does, I guess.
It sure does. And thanks for all the support, man.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure.
Well, I guess there'll be more hockey next season, right? And you're going to playoff weekend, right? And you're taking Kit Kats for the big guy, right?
Yeah, I can't wait for playoff weekend. Really excited.
So if any Manchester fans are listening to us today, right? It's like, well, if you're going to playoff weekend, why don't you support my Cardiff Devils? Why don't you bring Kit Kats and support Evan Mosey, right?
If an old Cardiff player is supporting us, then we should support them.
Right. If Manchester's not there, we may as well get on Cardiff's team again, right, folks?
Yeah.
Because I am a Devil, and that will never change. And what I found neat, how everything works out, Jake, is they just came out with a new song, "The Devil, Devil You Know," and that song just like it hit me right in the heart, you know. And the first time I ever listened to it was on the way to all Ontario's, you know.
Yeah, it must be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's a good song. You should listen to it, Jake, and turn it up loud, okay?
Yeah, I'll have to listen to it after.
Because I am a Devil, and I did have a lot of fun with the Manchester Storm this year, right? And I am going to pay my bill.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.
Yes. Do you have anything else before I go back to the real world?
Yeah, I've just got one more question. When you've been looking from over there on Storm's Twitter and Instagram, what's been your favorite jersey from this year?
Well, Critch's, you know, I don't know, the normal one with my logo on it. Hey, do I get a jersey? Are they going to give me a jersey for sponsoring him? Do I get to put one up in the shed or not? Do you know?
I don't know because I've never sponsored them.
Me neither. I want a jersey, Manchester, and I want to put it up in the shed because we had fun this year, right?
Yeah, we've had a lot of fun. Can't wait to do it next year.
Yeah, and please send me a jersey because I'm pretty sure it's the first podcast to ever sponsor a professional hockey player, right?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, the first podcast.
Yeah, doing something for the first time in the world is fun, right?
Yeah, it sounds like it.
So I need the jersey to remember it, right? Posters aren't enough here, right? Spinners. Once I'm done paying, you'll send me a jersey, right?
I hope so.
Me too. Please. Right. Well, man, I don't know what else to have when I don't have any notes, you know? But it's always good
Yeah.
seeing you, and keep up the good work over there, eh? Thanks for having my back, dude. Takes everybody to win.
It's been fun, no worries.
Well, I guess that's that. And this has been another episode of Two Ales and Hockey Tales with the director of Shed Marketing and Wally.
Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. For the fans, to the players, living their hockey dream. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Kim Carden, Sindriuski, and everywhere in between. Oh, I hope you don't mind if I remember, kids, when it is fun. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Two Ales and Hockey Tales with Wally. Some chocolate, please.